Hello, fellow podcast listener, and welcome to the Pop Culture Pub Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Chris Lockhart. Joining me for this episode is Mr. Kevin Decent. How's it going, Kevin?
Hello, everyone. I'm doing all right here, upstate New York. It's a little breeze. You can breathe today, so that's good.
Excellent. And also joining us, last but not least, is Mr. Richard Reeder. How's it going, Rich?
Pretty good. I can also breathe today, thankfully.
Awesome. All right, well, for this episode, this is going to be a mini episode. We are going to be talking about Star Trek Picard. There was a lot that went on this last weekend at San Diego Comic-Con. We're getting another Thor movie with Natalie Portman apparently going to be wielding the hammer with Chris Hemsworth and what's-her-name, Valkyrie. What else? Oh, we're getting an Eternals movie with Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden. Yeah, there was a lot announced over the weekend. You know, the new Tom Cruise Top Gun movie, that was a big thing. But for me, you know, the biggest thing, you know, out of all the Star Trek news that, because I mean, they had some Discovery stuff. They had, you know, they're doing a Star Trek animated series. It's the Star Trek Picard stuff.
Well, that's the only thing that matters anymore, because friggin' Discovery jumped the shark.
Yeah, it definitely did. I'm not a big fan of Discovery. Actually, I'm not a fan at all of Discovery.
Me too.
But, you know, unfortunately, the showrunner of Discovery is playing a part in this show, Star Trek Picard. That's Alex Kurtzman. But apparently he's not the day-to-day showrunner. Apparently it is a different guy. I can't remember what that guy's name is, but it's not him. Plus, Patrick Stewart himself has a producer credit, I think, or creative credit on this show. So I have high hopes that, you know, Captain Picard himself would not sign on to do a show if it wasn't good.
I would definitely tend to agree with that. Like, he's going to be like Hulk Hogan in WCW in the late 90s. He ain't laying down for anybody unless it's something in it for him.
Yeah, at this point, like, you know, in his career, he doesn't need to do this, obviously. Like, you know, he could be retired. But, you know, it's obviously something that interests him to bring him back. And from what I've heard, this is supposed to be a 3-season show. So I'm pretty stoked about that. The big thing that came out of this, aside from all the different news, was a trailer. So we got, what was it, a minute trailer? Minute and a half, something like that? And there was a lot that went on in that trailer. So let's just go around the room. Kevin, what were your thoughts after watching the trailer?
How much... Now, I understand the problem with the showrunner for Discovery, and Trek fans are a very passionate group.
Yep.
Plus, you need to try... You know, if you're going to have people pay for this new CBS app, you need to get more than just your hardcore Trek fans.
Yes.
You need to get, you know, common people in for it.
Common people? But,
well...
the commoners.
But they showed enough new stuff... Here's brand new characters, here's a brand new direction, here's new... Nothing looked old at all. Mm-hmm. The ship, where he's living, anything. Nothing looked like we dusted off an old set. Everything looked new. But then it was, by the way, here's some familiar faces. Aren't you curious how they're all tied in together here? Mm-hmm. And even the older things that they had, what killed me was the banner.
Yeah, the Captain Picard day.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I don't know if they recreated it or if it's been in storage all this time.
Apparently, from what I've been told, that banner, as well as everything in that shot, is actually going to be on display at the Las Vegas Star Trek convention, which is in 2 weeks, I believe, at the time of this recording.
Like the. And you're going to be there?
No, unfortunately, no. I couldn't swing it. But yeah, that's apparently they're going to have like a display, and that's going to be there with it.
But I already think between the two, they're taking a good direction on it. If you're a fan, here we're acknowledging it, we're building on it. There's a lot of stuff you're going to understand and a lot familiar. Mm-hmm. But if you're new to it, that's okay, because everyone's going to be new to what this bigger story is. You don't need to worry if you haven't watched, you know, Next Generation and all the movies and anything else since. You can just be right here with us brand new, and we'll take you on this journey together. And I mean, I like Star Trek. I respect it, but I've by no means seen every show and every movie. So I know my knowledge is limited for it. And I'm still seeing this trailer going, I really don't want to spend money on another streaming app, but I'm close just for this show.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have no choice very shortly.
No, I know.
So Rich, well, what did you think after watching that trailer?
It was akin to watching the Montreal Screwjob for the first time. My mind was blown. There's going to be a lot of wrestling references in this, because I honestly felt like, you're right, like everything looks new, everything looks shiny, it's very STD, but at the same time, you do have some familiar faces, you have some familiar characters, some familiar actors, so that's nice, but you also have all the new stuff. So to me, this is Picard laying, like he's the Hulk Hogan to the Bret Hart. He's laying down to put over the new guy, and he's going to put over this new crew. And in my view, in the best case scenario, other than it just being awesome, is a spin-off series where he passes the torch to a new crew and we get a much better Star Trek than STD that will continue without him, or with him being in a much smaller role. Like maybe he becomes, you know, Admiral Picard and he sends them out on missions. And they, like, the show follows them mostly, and then he's just in it to update them every once in a while. Like, in after the three seasons you're talking about sort of thing. Like, once they kind of finish off that first arc. So I'm really picturing this as them trying to bring back this character to again, like Kevin said, bring in more people to the CBS, whatever the hell their crappy service is called, to bring people in, and also bring new people in, but all, I'm hoping, again, that this is also passing the torch. This is, you know, like putting the new guy over. And I really feel like I got that vibe from it. So I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen. You know, even in a worst case scenario, at least we get more Picard. We get more Jean-Luc. We get more Patrick Stewart. I'm always up for more of him in pretty much anything. So, mm-hmm. I was very, very happy. I did see the trailer, the like minute one that we had, like the teaser a while ago, the teaser to the teaser to the trailer or whatever it was. And like that already got me kind of excited. But then seeing some of the familiar faces, which are we doing spoilers? Allowed to say who's in it?
We are doing spoilers.
Because we definitely saw Data both in pieces and then at the, you know, post-credit scenes, because trailers now have post-credit scenes. So the post-credit scene for this trailer had him come back in full uniform, like all in one piece, although we're not sure of the context of that, obviously. We saw Jerry Ryan as, what is it, 2 of 12?
7 of 9.
8 of 4. 7 of 9. There we go. I was close. It's fractions. It's not very good. And then who else did we see? Those were kind of the two that I caught. I don't know if I caught anybody else. Did see the Borg ship, yes, for sure. And then, like you said, that scene with all of the cool paraphernalia. But were there any other characters that we know of?
Frake said in a tweet later that he's going to be a part of it, but I don't believe he was in the trailer.
I do have some spoiler stuff I can add that came out of that San Diego Comic-Con.
The panel? Yeah, because they did a panel during or before or whatever after this was debuted, right?
Yes. So, I got some theories about the whole Data thing. Okay, first of all, they make reference in this trailer, and I think in the previous one, about how Picard led the biggest rescue fleet in the history of civilization, blah, blah, blah. And that's why it seems like the Romulans in this trailer really love Picard. Because I think what they're referring to is, if you go back to the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, the first one, the 2009 one, you know that Romulus was destroyed in our, like, in the Prime universe. And that's, like, what Ambassador Spock was trying to do. He was trying to stop the destruction of Romulus's star. And then he ended up, you know, going into the Calvin timeline, right? He ended up going, getting thrown back in time, blah, 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 all that. So the rescue that they're referring to, which a lot of people are assuming, is Picard leading a fleet to evacuate Romulus before it was destroyed, while Ambassador Spock was trying to stop the supernova.
I want to see that on screen.
So that is part of what's going on. So that so that destruction did take place. This is after that. So yeah, you did see Romulans in this trailer. What I think is going on here with the Romulans, I think a group of Romulans, you know, like a militant splinter group, are trying to use Borg technology to rebuild their empire. I think that's what that Borg cube is. Because you see there's a bunch of smaller ships flying around that cube. I think
it's under construction.
Yeah, I think they're taking it apart. Like, they're taking the technology.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To try and rebuild their empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the one scene that you see where Picard's, like, in, it almost looks like he's, like, in a prison or something. And there's a bunch of people standing around. If you, like, I get, like, on this one video I saw, they froze the frame. And on the, you know how, you know, when you go to, like, a workplace, it says so many days, no lost time accidents?
Like in The Simpsons, in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
0 days since last accident.
But in that shot, there was so many days, no assimilations.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think though, like, Picard was rescuing people that they're experimenting on.
And do you think that has something to do with him saying, "Oh, if this girl is who I think she is,
yes,
and she seems to have superpowers, she's going to be like the Queen's human daughter or some shit."
Because
when he was Locutus, they hooked up, and then they had a real daughter.
I don't think that. Honestly. I think this girl is Riker and Troy's daughter.
But how would she have superpowers then?
I think she's got Borg technology in her. I think because the according to the panel, Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis, Counselor Troy and Commander Riker, are going to be in the show. But I think the reason why we haven't seen them is because I think it's going to be like a flashback or something. I'm thinking they got caught up in this somehow, like maybe, I don't know what happened, but, you know, I'm thinking they may be dead, and this is their daughter. That's just my theory.
Okay.
And I think she's got Borg technology. But anyway, also, who is going to be in the show that was cast, I know you guys aren't big Trekkies, but
I just watched like every single episode of every single show back to back for 3 months.
You'll remember this then. Then you should remember this. Back in 1992, in the fifth season of TNG, they did an episode called "I Borg," and I love the fact that they use that title because this is like 10 years. Prior to an iPod, you know, 15 years prior to an iPhone, and yet they called their episode "I Borg."
I mean, it's slightly different. It's I, comma Borg, right?
Is it like Asimov iRobot?
Yeah, I guess iRobot. Yeah, I guess they must
probably been. Closer to that than it would be to iPod, because iPod is small I and no space, whereas this is large I, comma Borg.
I think I
like I. and Borg sort of thing, right?
I could swear I seen it. Maybe it was on like a group on Facebook or something where someone said something like they ripped off I or Apple or whatever when they titled that. I'm like, no.
Bullshit, that happened way before. Yeah,
I know it looks like, if you watch the Blu-ray, it looks like it was filmed yesterday. Like, I get it, but yeah, millennials.
That was probably some stupid Gen Z kid.
Yeah. so anyway, on that episode, there was a character called Hugh. He was the Borg that achieved sentience, right? Like, because he was cut off from the collective. And then they sent him back in the hopes that he would awaken the Borg, like they would all want to become people. And then we saw that that didn't end so well, and that Lore, Data's brother, found their cube and basically, like, took over. And then they built this new ship on the season 6 finale, and then the season 7 premiere. It's a two-parter called Descent.
Mm-hmm.
So that Borg, Hugh, apparently that actor is in this show. He has been cast into the show. So in the one shot where you see, like, there's a, like, a body on a slab, I think that's Hugh. I think Hugh, like, they took his Borg components off of him.
Just like they did with 7 of 9.
Yeah, but I think they're doing it to study him in order to, like, you know, like, it's the Romulans doing it. And that's another theory, too, is that this girl is Hugh's daughter. Because she kind of does look like that actor a little bit. So there is some similarities there. So maybe that this girl is his daughter. I don't know. But, you know, I think that Borg ship that we see is the one that Lore found. I think that, and then the Romulans later found it themselves. So getting back to that theory, I think, like, on the, when you see the scene where Picard's opening that drawer and you see all the, you know, all the android parts.
Yeah.
You know, because if you watch the movies, Star Trek Nemesis, the last TNG movie, Data died, right? He got blown up. But he downloaded his consciousness into a prototype android that his father had built. They called him B4. And the theory is that that's B4. And that Data's going to, like, emerge, you know, like, his consciousness is going to come back. I don't think that's B4 at all. I think that's Lore. I think that's Lore that's in the drawer. And I think the reason why Picard's, you know, pulling him out and assembling him again is because he needs to talk to him about the Borg.
He did state that Data gave his life to save him, right?
Yeah,
to assume that Data is dead somehow.
Yeah.
Or was at some point.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's Nemesis. Lore is his brother.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I know who Lore is. Yeah.
And so I'm thinking that's the android that's in the drawer. And I think at the end of the clip, when you see Picard playing cards, I think that's Lore he's talking to. I don't think that's Data or B4.
But didn't they have at the very end of the scene, they were in a uniform, weren't they? Like Starfleet uniform?
Similar.
Well, it kind of looked like casual. Like, I'm trying to think of some current day equivalent of it.
Honestly, it was, to me, it was kind of similar. Like,
I'm literally about to pause it because I need to see this. So he's got a yellow collar, and you can just barely see the gray on his shoulders. So it does kind of look very similar to, at least to me, what they were wearing in like Nemesis or Insurrection, like those newer style TNG uniforms. It looks very, very close to that. And he does have the yellow collar. I don't see any pins on it or anything. But, yeah, well, so that's interesting.
Well, it could be like we have veterans that will wear, you know, shirts or hats or a pin or whatever to say that they're a veteran. Could be like almost a Starfleet version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or
a retirement casual.
Or it could be just, you know, that's just what they had there and they put it on them. Instead of having a naked android walking around. Because, I mean, like on if you go back way back to season one of TNG when Lore first came on, he wore like this similar type. Like it wasn't a uniform, but it was kind of like uniform-ish jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what they've done here. I really think that's going to be the twist. Is I think that you know that Borg cube we saw was the one that Lore had found, and now Picard has him reassembled because he needs to talk to him and find out where that cube was.
Hmm. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see if your theory pans out when this is released in early 2020, yeah, quote-unquote, right?
2020, yeah, that's the shitty thing. It was supposed to be 2019, but...
Well, I'd rather them delay it and make sure that it's good, yeah, and whatnot, right? Like, yeah. I would much even if they had to delay it until mid or late 2020, as long as I know that it's going to be good and they're delaying it for a good reason, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Oh yeah, no, I'm absolutely okay with it too. But yeah, especially if it's going to be good. But yeah, like the whole Borg angle, the whole Lore angle, I think that, again, that's another reason why we're seeing Seven of Nine in this, because they're going to need her input on this whole Borg situation.
Did she cross over with Picard or Next Generation crew at all before in either original series?
Nope.
Okay, I don't think so.
Well, there was a rumor that she was supposed to, they were going to have her on the last movie. Yeah. But they never did. So,
but and also maybe it's pushed back to 2020 because they want to get the marketing in place. Because I'm done with Elf on a Shelf, but I will gladly take Lore in a drawer.
Yes, exactly.
nicely done, sir.
Yeah, that was awesome. So what are you guys' thoughts on the title of the show? You know, I like that they haven't named it after a ship. That's kind of nice. But Star Trek Picard, I don't know. I kind of wish they would have come up with a better title.
But I think it tells you immediately what it is. It's about Picard. Yeah. Here's the new thing. And if you know, one of the things we talked about earlier, maybe this is him passing a torch, bringing in, a new generation, mm-hmm, that will continue on. What if his new group pilots, or you know, flies, whatever you want to call it, the Picard?
Oh, that's cool. So maybe it is named after a ship.
Maybe the ship just doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, but that's a really good idea. Show them the captain they need.
If either one of the seasons ends with it, or if it's only three seasons when the series ends, here's a new ship and it's named after him. So it turns out the whole series has been named after a ship. We just didn't know it yet.
Yeah, that would be super cool. I like that. I personally, I'm fine with it. As long as it's good and they don't ruin the character. Because if they ruin the character, then it's the dumbest name in the world, because it's just going to remind you how much they ruined the character. But I mean, you kind of got to wait and see, right? I mean,
yeah, I hope like
it could definitely be worse. They could have made another STD, you know. It could have been Star Trek gonorrhea or something, you know. Like,
no, I'm definitely hopeful that this will be successful and it will lead to like maybe we will finally see, you know, a Deep Space Nine spinoff, or we might see, you know, Voyager again or something, you know. Like I'm really hopeful for that.
And I'm still hopeful for Worf. I always wanted that Captain Worf show or whatever.
Yeah,
that was so cool.
I would love to see that too. Also, I'm hoping, because apparently, like, from the gist I'm getting, like, this is a ragtag crew. Like, you know, obviously, Picard, you know.
Ragtag crew.
Well, I'm
thinking, wait, you're talking about in the show?
In the
not
show.
The people making the show?
No, not the people making the show.
Oh, that's why I was like, oh my god, seriously? That's what they called themselves?
I'm, like, this is, you know, like, it's a group of people that Picard assembles to obviously help this girl. Presumably, that's what's going on here.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously Starfleet's not helping because they would be wearing Starfleet uniforms if they were Starfleet. But I'm hoping, so hopeful, that we will see other cameos. Like, maybe they don't have a doctor on this ship. So they have to call, you know, for the emergency medical holographic program, and then all of a sudden Robert Picardo appears, you know.
Or Andy Dick.
Not Andy Dick. Ugh. I know he would do it, but I want to see Picardo.
He'll do anything.
He could appear in a medical facility, but it's not gonna be the person standing up.
Can you imagine if he was like the new series regular doctor though? Chris would just be like, "That's it, I'm done. I'm never watching any Star Trek again."
Yeah.
Fast forward through any scene he's on.
That was a good episode though. That one episode he did, like, that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
It was fun.
But yeah, definitely. I would love to see Robert Picardo.
Oh, I agree.
But all right. So, any final thoughts before we call this an episode?
Stop supporting Discovery so that they make it better, or cancel it and come out with a new show.
Like, honestly, like the Discovery news. Like, apparently Anson Mount's coming back, like Captain Pike. Like, I know. Like, they do this thing called short Talking treks. Up. Where it's like,
yeah, they said that they're gonna do more of that.
Yeah, where it's like a 10 or 15 minute episode, like a mini episode, and I know they are doing some with Anson Mount and with Rebecca Romijn as number one, and then that Simon Peck or no?
Oh my god,
Ethan Peck, I think is his name.
Like side or in Discovery? As in, like, in Discovery, you'll get two quick 15 minute episodes, like it was. Like a Johnny Bravo cartoon or something.
No,
it's almost an extra thing. It's kind of like when Cartoon Network used to have a show end, but they would have 5 minutes before the top of the hour, so they'd play like a small cartoon in between to get you to the top of the hour for a full show.
Well, so it's still going to be in the show, but not part of the show, or is it going to be a web? Because if they did it as a webisode, I'd be fine with that.
Well, no, it's on the streaming service. Like they've already done this before. Like there's short treks currently available. Like if you went to like in Canada, where Rich and I are, we got the you have to go onto the Crave app, and you can actually like I think there's like four or five of them, and you can watch them right now, like from previous seasons. And then the ones that they announced are just going to be more of them. So you're going to see like number one and Spock, I guess, trapped in a turbo lift. So
kind of like the mini Marvels that they released for a while, the Marvel one shots.
Yeah, like
with the DVDs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, as long as adventure. As long as I don't.
Yeah, I don't think you actually have to know anything or have previously seen anything. Like they're just. Their own independent.
I don't have to watch to see them, then
They're their own independent show or episode or whatever.
Okay. Well,
But they can tie into the show because I know, like, the one short trek they did, it was where Tilly met this, like, alien from, like, that. I don't know. She was, like, a queen or something. And then they did an episode in season two where that character actually came back. So if you hadn't seen that episode, you didn't need to see it to watch that episode, but it would have helped.
Interesting.
So yeah, there was those announcements. Plus there was, you know, Discovery. You know, apparently they're going to be 1,000 years into the future now, and blah blah blah. I didn't care about those. But anyway, anything else, gentlemen?
No, I fuck Discovery.
All right, well, we will call this an episode. As I said, this is our mini episode and about Star Trek Picard. Before we go, let's play that little game of where we can find you on the internet. Kevin, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me each and every day posting something new over at teamhellions.com.
Excellent. And Rich, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me occasionally guesting here. Sometimes I guest on my buddy Mike King's show, The Graveyard Shift. Every once in a while, when I have time, I will release an episode of Pop Chatter, which is my own podcast, but it's been falling further and further behind. I just don't have a lot of time these days. Unfortunately, in the last two episodes we recorded, had major technical difficulties. One of them got deleted by accident out of nowhere for no reason, and another one, like the first... like 5 or 10 minutes of one person just isn't there, but everybody else is there. So I've kind of just going back to guesting for now, for the most part. Although I do have a bunch of stuff planned. It's a matter of having the time, which is rare these days. So, yeah.
Yeah. You can check out my blog at randomnerdness.blogspot.com. All right, so on behalf of Kevin, Rich, and myself, Chris Lockhart, I want to thank you, dear listener, for taking the time to listen to us talk about Star Trek Picard. And we will see you again in the not-too-distant future.